Hello, my name is Daniel Kephart. I'm age 13, out of southeastern Pennsylvania. And today we are going to be talking about politics, and we're just going to be browsing through the news section in Apple. All right, top story. Mueller details Trump's efforts to thwart Russia's inquiry in highly anticipated report. Alright, so this is probably about the whole entire thing that happened with the sabotage of the 2016 presidential election. Alright, let's see. Special counsel, just a bunch of fake news, because that's really how it is in this world. Mueller report, oh my god. North Korea says it no longer wants to deal with Pompeo in nuclear talks. Okay. He demanded that the U.S. keep Secretary of State Mike Pompeo out of the future. Okay, that is good. So we will literally not get bombed by North Korea. And we have Pompeo out, which is great. Mueller explains why his family left Trump's golf club. Oh, great. Another biased news network that I'm not even going to read about. What the hell is with this day and age? But going over into the stock market with today's closings, the Dow Jones Industrial Average went up exactly 110 points, and which is now at 26,559.54. Then Apple, which is a rising company, in their stock market, they went up 0.73 points, which leaves them at 203.86. Caterpillar, which is a part of the DJIA, Dow Jones Industrial Average, went up 1.48 points, which leaves them at 143.36. Advanced Micro Devices, be on the watch, because this is going up. It went up 0.19 points, and it's at 27.68. Then the Nice Composite went up 15.6 points, is at 12,922.71 points. And this is Daniel's Politics Podcast, signing off. See ya.